720-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live, and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 23rd of February, 7:23, 36 degrees on our way to 66 before it is all said and done. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by outgoing United Way of the Flint Hills CEO, Mickey Edwards, soon to be Executive Director of SOS, and incoming and now CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills, Daphne Mertens, as we get set to preview the KVOE live morning drive auction to benefit the United Way next week. Daphne, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ron?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here. We appreciate that.
Thank you for having us on.
Mickey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us this morning.
Mickey, glad to have you on. Daphne, glad to have you on with us here today. Mickey, I've got to ask, this is, as you get ready to kind of hand things off to Daphne, kind of old hat for you, having done this the last couple of years.
It is. You know, this auction is something that Hannah and I have looked forward to for every you know, beginning of the year. We get started on this, and then we get to sit in the radio station and pretend we're radio station employees and have fun with the auction.
Well, it is a lot of fun, and it is an all-week affair as we start on Monday and go through Friday, and I just happened to notice when I was leaving last night, Mickey, there's a kayak in our meeting room.
The sign of there it. Is. I wondered if you would ask about that. We had a really neat donation from Excess Warehouse, this inflatable kayak. It's they're impressive looking. I was impressed with its size and heft and... Man, that thing looks like it would stand up to anything floating down the river.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask when that is going to be on the daily auction list, or is that one of those stay tuned, you got to find out here next week?
That one is on Tuesday.
Okay.
And that one has a retail value of $700, so quite a nice little donation there from Excess Warehouse.
And Daphne, that kind of signifies the level of support that you've gotten here from community partners here to put auction items on the list.
For sure, Chuck. I'm completely impressed with how many community partners have been willing to step up and help us find some great auction items. Things of all sizes, like you mentioned, the kayak. You should have seen us trying to get that up into your studio. That's quite a feat. And we all, you know, things as small as an antique jade ring. So things of all sizes and values, but I want to bid on most of these things. They're all pretty amazing.
Boy, that's a pretty good testimonial right there. Mickey, before we start really loading up into what's going to be taking place here next week, remind folks really how this got started here a couple of years back.
So this will be our fifth year of the auction, and so 5 years ago, actually about 4.5 years ago, we had this really great campaign chair by the name of Ron Thomas. And Ron helped us to organize the very first United Way Live Morning Drive radio auction, and kind of the rest is history. Each year our campaign chairs have been all on board with continuing the fundraiser year to year to year and helped us gather some great items to auction off, and here we are at year five.
Yeah, a lot of fun, and it's a great beneficial week for the United Way, as we want to, of course, stress that all proceeds will benefit the United Way of the Flint Hills. So we have a different set of items every morning. Do we have a list set to go, Mickey?
Yes. So our website is nearly finished. I think it might be live. If it's not live, it will be today. But we've got, probably 6 or 7 items every day that are going. Many of them are basket items, so it's not just a thing. It's multiple things in the basket. For instance, we have a night on the town that has chocolates from the Sweet Granada and a gift card from Casa Ramos and lots of great items. Every day there's a whole selection to choose from. Lots of our really great corporate partners like Hopkins and Browns and ESU have stepped up to help us out with the auction and donated some items for us.
Outstanding. Daphne, how do you see the funds from this getting, you know, funneled, A, into the general campaign, which continues at this point in time, but how do you see these funds specifically maybe getting broken out into different community and area needs once the fundraising drive, the campaign, actually comes to an end here in a couple of months?
Yeah, we've got some great community partners, and I think anytime we have the opportunity to add some funds to what we're doing with the workplace campaigns and be able to make a bigger impact, that's definitely what we want to do here. So we're definitely going to make sure to get these funds added to our campaign totals and make sure that we can make a big difference in our community partners.
It's the KVOE United Way Morning Drive Live Auction. It kicks off on Monday, goes through Friday, and Mickey, pretty easy to participate in this, isn't it?
It's super easy. So you can go to our website, uwfh.org/auction. On that page, you will see all of the items listed, and there is a link on that page to a document that takes you to Google Drive. And on that document, you will see all of the descriptions and the values and the photos and the donations, and most importantly, the item number and the current bid. So every day, Monday through Friday, we take those bids via your KVOE text line, and that is 342-5863. So you just text to that number. You text the item number you're wanting to bid on and the amount you're wanting to bid on, and we will add that amount to the spreadsheet so that everybody who opens that spreadsheet can see it, and it is updated to the minute. So we sit there and watch that text line as the numbers come in, and we update the spreadsheet for everybody to see.
The United Way watches it like hawks in there, folks.
Do.
This is real-time updates you'll get throughout the morning, so you don't have to wait around and guess where your bid puts you. It happens real time, and they'll keep you abreast of where the bids are and if you are indeed in good shape as far as what you're bidding on to benefit the United Way. It's that simple, that easy. So, yeah, 620-342-5863 is our text number, and make sure you have that number handy starting Monday.
I have to ask what your individual roles are going to be. Mickey, I'll start with you. What's your individual role going to be next week besides maybe tracking that computer screen?
Well, you know, what we've done in the past is one of us has watched the computer screen and the other has updated bids. And there are times it takes every bit of our concentration for that entire time to get that done, because sometimes those bids just fly in and sometimes they're in 5 or 10 minute or $10 increments. And sometimes we've got some people who are playing at $1 and $2 trying to beat out their opponents at those bids, and it gets a lot of fun. So, you know, there are times it may take the eyes of all three of us to watch that text line and update bids. So we hope the community comes out and participates and helps us enjoy the auction and helps us raise some great funds for all of the programs and services that are supported through the United Way.
Outstanding. Daphne, you're going to be tracking the computer screen too?
Yes, I get to join, and I'm very excited. I've heard great things from Hannah and Mickey about how much fun this is, so I'm looking forward to it.
I have to ask, Daphne, how the transition is going, because obviously you were the grant manager for Healthier Lyon County for close to, if not the entire 10-year period that you were included with Healthier Lyon County. How has the onboarding process been for you the last few weeks?
So this is the end of my first week at United Way of the Flint Hills, and I've been very fortunate to be able to work with and learn from Mickey, who has really helped me get completely comfortable and really understand the role that I'm going to play there. So I'm just very grateful for both Hannah and Mickey and all of the board members and community partners for how much they have welcomed me and how much Mickey has taught me already in my first week. And fortunately, I get another week with her next week.
Indeed.
So, Mickey, a little bittersweet here?
It is bittersweet. You know, it's my time at the United Way has been a lot of fun, and it has been great to get to know our community partners from a deeper level and work hand-in-hand with so many of them and so many of the businesses and the individuals that support the work we do at United Way. I will definitely miss my time here, but I am fortunate that I will now be one of the community partners, so my work with United Way will not end.
Indeed, you'll be a partner, and the United Way auction takes place in your home here, Mickey, that you'll be overseeing here.
That's right.
1420 C of E Drive. Well, we look forward to a big week, a great week, a fun week, and a fruitful week here as it's the KVOE United Way Morning Drive Live Auction beginning on Monday. Daphne, thank you here this morning for your time.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Chuck.
Mickey, good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you guys. We'll see you all Monday.
See you on Monday. I'm Mickey Edwards and Daphne Mertens, United Way of the Flint Hills. Looking forward to Monday, Chuck.
Absolutely. And if you want to be part of the morning show, we tentatively have right now the